Reporting from Canada's original number one campus radio station on unceded and traditional Stolo territory. My name is Stephen Munga, and this is what you need to know. Minister of Agriculture Lana Pultman is being critiqued by Banned Fur Farms BC activists over animal rights and public health concerns at a recent NDP fundraising event. Pultman was asked by activists Susan McGonigal and Maggie Hertzberg to ban all fur farms as they have done with mink. In November of 2021, the Ministry of Health and the Ministry of Agriculture called for the banning of all mink fur farms following COVID-19 outbreaks at various farms. According to a press release from the Vancouver Vegan Resource Center, McGonigal is stated as saying, "This is a significant step forward. However, no legislation is in place to prevent other high-risk fur farms from establishing in BC." Unquote. The BFFBC says that the fur farms are a breeding ground for viruses including COVID-19 and the avian flu, which is spreading throughout BC farms. McGonigal and the BFFBC are asking for Pultman to remain consistent in the bans and to think of the health of BC farming communities. Pultman will be speaking in Abbotsford at the Sandman Hotel on May 25th at the launch of an economic impact analysis of agriculture in Abbotsford, hosted by the Abbotsford Chamber of Commerce. Visit abbotsfordchamber.com for more details and how to register for the event. Early bird registration is now open as UAV offers various summer camp activities for kids in the community ages 9 to 12. UAV is offering summer camps from July 4th to August 19th, designed for kids going into grades 4 to 7 for the upcoming fall semester. The camps range from cryptography, codes and crime scenes, to lasers and explosions. Early bird registration is now open at a reduced price for the Science Rocks camp until May 15th. UAV has also sponsored 24 spots for Indigenous youth at a reduced price. One sponsored spot is available per camper. Contact ScienceRocks at uav.ca for more info. Abbotsford School Trustee Stan Peterson spoke with Surjeet Atwal about the future of schools following the COVID-19 pandemic. Atwal sat down with Peterson to get an update on the COVID situation in Abbotsford schools. Peterson told Surjeet, quote, "We've been fortunate enough to have great advice from our provincial health officer and local health officer from Fraser Health. Overall, we fared well compared to other provinces," unquote. Peterson says that the future of Abbotsford schools will see each individual making a choice whether to mask up or not. Health protocols will continue to be followed, sanitizing hands and equipment, and staying home if sick. Peterson hopes we can begin calling this period an endemic. Get involved with the future of Abbotsford Schools by visiting abbyschools.ca. This has been What You Need to Know, brought to you by the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. My name is Stephen Munga. For these and more stories from local journalists across Canada, visit canada-info.ca.